Hello.
Hi, is this Christina?
This is.
This is Rob Thomas with Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star program.
Hello.
Sounds like you've had a year that I don't think anybody would ever want to have to go through.
I've had a year.
I'm hoping I'm not going to rip the Band-Aid off of things, but I'm going to kind of a little bit. Let's rewind back to Mother's Day this year.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me what happened?
I lost my son on Mother's Day to a tragic accident. So it's been rough.
I think that's an understatement.
Yeah.
How old was your son?
He just turned 15.
And what was his name?
Miles. Yeah.
And this was the incident at Ben Irving.
Yeah.
Were you present when this happened?
Yeah, me and his four siblings were, some of our friends and their kids. So it was a very, very rough thing for us all to experience and watch.
Severely traumatic.
Yeah.
Do you still feel like you're living in a nightmare?
Mm-hmm. My kids hurt every day, and it's so hard just seeing my kids and just even Miles' friends. Like, I see them daily at the schools and stuff, and it's just so hard just seeing everybody hurt so bad.
He seemed like he was a very well-liked and well-known young man.
Oh, yeah. He made an impact on lives that I don't even think he knew.
I know. I followed along with the story and stuff, both in the news and you know, what I'd seen on social media. And, yeah, it was very, very impactful for a lot of people.
Yeah.
After the tragic events of that day, you kind of got dealt another blow.
Yeah. So just me and the father separated after 10 years. So just trying to rebuild.
A tragic event like that, sometimes it brings people together and sometimes it creates a fracture that's unrepairable.
Yeah. Going from a family of seven to a family of four, it's an adjustment for sure.
Now you have your own place.
Yeah.
It sounds like you guys are kind of roughing it there.
Yeah, just got our basic stuff, our clothes, and just trying to rebuild everything from the start.
Yeah. Beds are something that's desperately needed. It sounds like the sleeping arrangements aren't exactly ideal.
No, all the boys are sleeping on old mattresses on the floor.
Doesn't sound like you guys have a kitchen table to sit at and eat?
No, we don't.
With this situation, how's work going? How has that been affected?
Well, they just make it almost impossible for a single mom to live on her own with kids. And so I'm just trying to pick up more clients and start going back to full-time work now.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like your car is in need of some TLC.
Yeah, there's a few things. I've had a nail in my tire for a few weeks, and I've been driving on a donut for a while. And
working part-time, money's probably pretty tight. Are you able to stay up with the bills?
Yeah.
That's good. What is Christmas looking like right now?
It's not looking like I'm going to be able to provide one just because my money's just used for surviving. We don't even have a Christmas tree or anything yet, so.
How about we take care of that for you?
That would be amazing. All I want is for my kids to have something under the tree.
Well, some great partnerships. We're going to make a lot more than just the stuff underneath the tree happen.
Thank you.
Let's start with your car. Thanks to Big O Tires, we're going to outfit you with all brand new tires and
oh my goodness.
Fix the exhaust leak.
Okay.
I know that's your only source of transportation. Obviously, you got to run around a lot with the kids' activities, your work, everything like that. You need to have a good, reliable vehicle, and they're going to take care of making it that way for you.
Thank you.
In partnership with Roseburg Resale, he'd like you to come on down and pick out what you need to make your house functional and comfortable.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We reached out to Sleep in Heavenly Peace because I understand a couple of the boys are sharing a bedroom. They're going to deliver and set up a set of bunk beds for the boys.
Thank you.
Get you hooked up with a Sherm's gift card. Thanks to DC Farmers Co-op, we're going to get you a fuel card as well. I'd like to get you a gift card for clothing. And I'd also like to get you one for Christmas and necessities.
Thank you so much. I don't even know what to say. I appreciate it so much.
I know you're without a Christmas tree, and we'd like to take care of that for you as well.
Thank you.
I know that you've had a year from hell.
Yeah.
And from all of us here, our heart goes out to you. It really, truly does.
I appreciate it so much.
Happy holidays from News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.